The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to RN in Progress. I'm your host, DJ Benster here. I will share with you the inside life of a nursing student, from long nights of studying to clinicals and the challenges that come with it. This is RN in Progress. Welcome back to RN in Progress. I'm your host, DJ Benster. Today is our final episode of our nursing journey. We have gone a long way from the first start of nursing school. We talked about how it's like in the beginning, what to expect, and now we're coming towards the end of our nursing school, starting with a special guest, Barry D. And Barry is a junior nursing student, so she has a midway perspective of the nursing journey, but she's also in the honors program, leading as an example, being member at large, while also having the experience with clinicals, exams, and it also provides another perspective of the nursing journey. Not that you're halfway there, but you're at the point where you're mature enough, you've had the experience, and you know the responsibilities of an actual nurse. So to start it off, I want to ask, how do you balance your work life with school, your studies, and any extracurricular activities you do? And can you explain what they are?
Yeah. So currently, I'm a junior too. I am in the honors board as a member at large. And what that means is I help plan projects, I help plan events, and I'm the main communicator to the student body right now. I send out emails about events, and I coordinate with other like student bodies on events that they might want to have. And also I work in the student labs as a sim lab worker. And what that means is I help students in an open lab. I help them kind of refine their skills before their test day, and I give them tips and tricks that I've learned in my, I think, 3-4 semesters in the nursing program. And also I get to do fun simulations with the pediatric labs, with the med-surg labs, and I help the clinical instructors sort of organize their time and organize the room so that their labs can run smoothly. And as for how I manage my time, I kind of try to focus on one thing at a time. When I'm in my honors board meetings, when I'm doing work for that, I try to really be present so I can give it my full attention and my best efforts. And when I'm at work, I really try to be present and help other students and give my best advice, knowing that everything that I do benefits me in a way, because in helping them, it helps refine like my nursing skills, it helps refine my communication, it helps teach me like patience. So I sort of try to just put a lot of effort and a lot of attention to detail in everything I do. And when I'm not doing any work or club stuff, that's when I really try to hone in on my studies. That's how I manage my time.
Thank you, Barry. So, looking back, how have your skills evolved from when you were in nursing fundamentals, in the simulation labs, and really just trying to figure out what's going on in clinical and what are all these new skills? How have you grown from that point to now that you're actually in a clinical scenario?
I would say one of the biggest, I guess, shocks for me when going into clinicals was how hard it is to do skills on like a patient that's actually talking to you and moving around. It kind of adds to the sort of nerve factor of it all, because you're trying to do the task at hand, but at the same time you want to help develop a relationship with their patients. So you want to talk to them, you want to let them know what you're doing. And some patients are very pleasant because they know that you're just doing what you have to do. And then some patients are more scared, and then not everyone is comfortable with having a student nurse. And that's something that I experienced a lot at the hospital I was at my first time. There's a lot of patients who either refused me at first, or they just weren't so sure about having someone that of my age to do the skills that other nurses could do. But something that I learned is to present yourself with confidence, because you did learn the skills, and the patients are gonna almost appear more frightened if you look frightened. So something that I've developed is kind of just faking the confidence until you feel like you're more adept at performing these skills, because you'll never be able to do it with ease or consistency unless you have the opportunity to practice on multiple patients and really build up your repertoire of skills. And I think, yeah, that's one of the examples of how my skills have evolved.
Thank you, Barry. As I've spoken in my previous episodes, our experiences continue to help us grow into better nurses. And by actively participating, putting yourself out there, and just being open with the nurses, you can really hone in on your skills and practice everything that you've learned in the lab. As long as you ask questions, ask for help, and just be willing to be put into whatever situation they have going on. So I know that junior year is known to be one of the hardest mentally, but what is one thing you wish you could do starting from the beginning? What would you tell yourself if you were to start from your freshman year, knowing what you know now?
I think the hardest thing I've had to learn is how to study efficiently and how to study in a way that doesn't frustrate me or burn me out. I think in high school, I never really had tests that were as challenging as the ones I've had in nursing school. And even then, in the first 2 years, I think I could just get by with a Quizlet and sort of just like random practice problems. But I feel like in junior one, when we had MedSurg 2, I think that was the hardest class I've ever taken. And it's almost like the conventional ways of studying just weren't really working anymore, because that was the first time we really started to dive into like NCLEX style questions that were genuinely testing our knowledge as nurses. And it was really hard because a lot of the concepts that it was asking about was something that you would only know if you had been on the floor, or if it's something that you've seen before. But not everyone has those opportunities in clinical. So something that I had to learn is how to start studying early, because that helps with like recall. And if you review the material right after class, it sort of helps to consolidate that in your memory. So that's something that I've tried to implement, is reviewing right after class and then studying for me a week early, because something that I've noticed is consistency is so much better than trying to cram it all in within like the last 3 days before the test. Because for me, stressing me out has never really been the motivator in studying. I think it's actually been a deterrent for me. But yes, it's definitely studying early, and then using a combination of Quizlet, and then something that I really like to do is either use simple nursing quizzes or registered nurse RN to sort of helped me quiz myself and get me into the thinking of NCLEX style questions, because sometimes Quizlets for multiple choice answers aren't very helpful, but when it comes to memorizing quick facts or memorizing symptoms, that's when it's helped me the most. And for pediatric and maternity, that was also a very big shift change for me, because it was unique to anything that we had learned in the past. And so for that, that was the first semester where I really utilized the book, because it had so much more information than I had realized. And I don't necessarily read it to a T currently, but I definitely use it to compare to my notes and to look for practice questions.
All right. Thank you, Barry. That I could relate with you with that on the study habits. Like, that first med-surg class really makes you rethink everything that you know about studying and really test yourself. So hopefully with her advice and my previous episodes, those can help you prepare for those types of classes and help set you up towards knowing better study habits that maybe you may not have right now. So carrying on into my final question, what would be some advice you would give to any incoming sophomores or new nursing students as you are wrapping up your junior two semester?
I would say definitely try to leave a balance for your personal life and for school. I think that's something that I didn't value or didn't necessarily know how to prioritize until this semester, because I always felt like if I wasn't being productive, then I just sort of was, I felt like I was wasting my time. But prioritizing your own self and your friends and your family, that's actually almost just as important as your studies, because when you become a nurse, you don't want to just like be so involved in your job and in your work life that you forget about the reason that you're making this livelihood to, and like the reason that you got your degree is, yes, to help people, but also to make a living, to provide a comfort for yourself and your family. So it's best to practice that sort of making time for yourself and your mental health, so that when you become a nurse or in any other profession, really, that you can continue to do your best by taking care of yourself. And in that sense, you can also take care of other people better. And I would also say, don't be discouraged if skills don't come to you naturally, or if concepts or just anything really don't come to you naturally. It's something that will come with time, and it's very frustrating at first, but just know that a lot of the skills that you develop in school, not a lot of people do the skills of a nurse, and that's something that you have the ability to do and the pleasure of doing because you are a nursing student. And so just give yourself grace with a lot of the skills, because they won't come so easily. And remember, you are in a profession where you're constantly learning, and there's always going to be different kinds of patients, different kinds of people, and you're going to have to get used to just learning on the job and learning as you go. So just be proud of where you are right now and allow yourself to learn more and experience a lot while you have time here at Dominican or any other program that you're in.
All right. Thank you, Barry. And that about wraps up my final episode of RNM Progress. I want to tie it up with ending off where Barry left off. Being a nursing student is a very fortunate thing that Barry and I are able to be a part of. It is a long and very stressful journey, but at the end, you're doing it for yourself. You want to be able to enjoy what you do, helping others. And you're at the end of this journey, like all of this suffering in nursing school, it's only 4 years of your life. And if you think about it, you still have the rest of your life getting to enjoy what you do, being able to spend time with your friends and family while also making a living to support yourself. So these 4 years of sacrifice and suffering will quickly go by, and the rest of your life you're able to spend on whatever you'd like. So nursing overall is a very compassionate and studious journey that us nursing students take to be able to get to where we want and to be able to help those in need in the hospital or whatever setting. And what I've learned from this podcast is that I enjoy sharing my experiences with others. I know it may seem like not normal to other people, but my experiences are something that I treasure, and I'm able to share with you guys through podcasting, through talking, and through sharing sharing and talking to others. So I hope you guys were able to take something from my podcast. Hopefully I was able to help you guys maybe do better in school or prepare yourselves for your own clinicals. And that's all from me. I'm DJ Benster, and this is RN in Progress. Thank you.